How you doing, everybody? Dick and Hal and I are going to do a few songs, and we'll get John and Steve back out. Lady, are you crying? Do the tears belong to me? Did you think our time together was all gone? Lady, you've been dreaming. I'm as close as I can be. I swear to you, our time has just begun. Close your eyes, rest your weary mind. I promise I will stay right here beside you. Today our lives were joined, became entwined. I wish that you could know how much I love. Happy? Do you feel the way I do? Are there meanings that you've never seen before? Lady, my sweet lady, I just can't believe it's true. And it's like I've never ever loved before. Close your eyes and rest your time together was all gone. Lady, my sweet lady, I'm as close as I can be. I swear to you, our time just begun.
three, four.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greeting, bottle of wine? It's been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still leave me, will you still feed me when I'm 64? Side. Sunday morning, go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save grandchildren on your knee. Vera, Chuck, postcard, drop me a line stating point of view, indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, my forevermore. Will you still need me, will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Ha ha ha.
That's Annie's other song. And it's a true story. A few weeks ago, I was down in Boulder, Colorado, singing for some friends. And a bunch of us were going to drive back to Aspen that night together. And the thing is, a whole lot of weird things happened during the day. And I ended up driving back that night by myself, which was perfectly okay with me. It was a beautiful, beautiful night. I mean, it was crystal clear, and there was a full moon to light the way, and the stars were shining down, and the mountains were talking to me, and I was singing to them. And somehow on the way home, that song came out. Well, I got home about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke Annie up so I could sing it for her, you know? Big mistake on my part. This song was written by a friend of mine from Texas, a fellow named Michael Murphy. Boy, I wish I'd written this one. It's called Boy from the Country. Because he called the forest brother, because he called the earth his mother. They drove him out into the rain. Some people even said that the boy from the country was insane. He spoke to fish in the creek. He tried to tell us that the animals could speak. Just because they've never spoken to you. Boy from the country left his home, he was young. Boy from country he loves the sun. Yes it does, yes it does. He tried to tell us we should love the land.
wanna see the forest for the trees. Boy from the country left his home when he was young. Boy from the country for today.
the cities start to crumble and the towers fall around us. The sun is slowly fading and it's colder than the sea. It is written from the desert to the mountains they shall lead us. By the hand and by the heart they will comfort you and me. In their innocence and trusting they will teach us to be free. For the children and the flowers are my sisters and my brothers. Their laughter and their loveliness would clear a cloudy day. And the song that I am singing is a prayer to non-believers. Come and stand beside us. We can find a better way.
Juggling bit?
One take.
Take one.
Last chance.
I love this, man.
Friends, John Summers and Steve Weisberg.
Blew it again, you guys. Doggone it. Oh, well. Case.
Don't look at me. I just walked on.
Don't look at me. I just laid it there.
Is it Halloween? That's beautiful. Wait till Annie sees that. Thank you, whoever's responsible for that.
Look at wire glasses and everything.
The sound crew's responsible. I'll get you guys. If I, if I didn't say so earlier, I want you to know that it thrills me to have these guys along to help me with my music, and it's very, very exciting to me to be a part of the music that they make, and I'd like to take an opportunity here to give them a chance to do a little bit of their own stuff, featuring Steve on a weird slide dobro hubcap guitar, John Summers on the banjo, Uncle Dick on the bass, Hal on washboard. We're going to do a little bluegrass for you folks. Thank you. your hands. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family, working on the farm. The days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun sets low, pull out the fiddle and it's rocking up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep them kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play a style of good and all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. I've been nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Gather round her, my
country roads. Take me home,
yes,
to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads,
let me hear you sing it.
Country roads, take me home.
Thank you. I love you too.
All right.
I've been lately thinking about my lifetime, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind. I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. Slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two. Fine to have a chance to hang around, lie there by the fire, watch the evening tire, while all my friends, my old lady, sitting passing the pipe around. Talk of poems and prayers and promises, things that we to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow, what about our dreams and all the memories we share. Days they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time. whispers when it's cold. The changes somehow frighten me. Still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. But though my life's been good to me, there's still so much to do. So many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family. I'd like to sail away and dance across the mountains on the moon. And I have to say it now, it's been a good life. Talk of poems and prayers and promises, things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
I'd like to take this opportunity, if I may, ask you folks if you would help me acknowledge some people who work behind the scenes on this show, but without whom it would be impossible for us to do our part up here. And certainly you should understand that they're as much a part of this music as you and I. I'd like you to thank, first of all, Ernie and Dan and Dick from Stan L. Sound, Kearney, Nebraska. They're the finest in the world, in my opinion. I'd also like you to thank Mr. Dan McElhaney from Kearney, Nebraska. He's the guy running the film back here.
Oh, Dan.
I'd like you to thank my good friend Chris O'Connor from Aspen, Colorado. He's running the lights, pretty much directing the whole concert. Give him a big hand. Got you, didn't we? And last but not least, I'd like you to join me in thanking Dan Fiella and Rick Bowen from Concerts West and the staff and the crew here at the Mabee Center who gave me the opportunity to come sing for you folks tonight. And I thank you. Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. Might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the strings already from but his heart still knows the fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. John Summers, Hal Blaine, Dick Kness. Peace, my friends. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's just a little game I like to play called run back there and touch the wall. See if you can get back before they stop clapping, you know what I mean? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Well, I thank you folks very much for a lovely, lovely evening. I've really enjoyed singing for you tonight. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to coming back to Tulsa again sometime. You know, when I was about 12 years old, my grandmother Swope, who was here tonight, gave me a guitar. It was an old beat-up 1910 Gibson F-hole jazz guitar that she had played when she was a little girl. And it's a guitar that I learned how to play on. And for a large part of my life, I think I had that guitar with me everywhere that I went. On the farm in western Oklahoma, on wheat harvest. I got hit over the head with it once in a lumber camp up in Washington State. I fellow was not a Hank Williams fan at all. Anyway, about 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago now, I lost the guitar, and it was a very sad occasion for me. Strangely enough, though, just about the time that it got to be okay with me that I had lost it, I found it again. Life is so perfect, man, I'll tell you. Anyway, I was thrilled when I found that I couldn't wait to get back to the hotel where I was staying out in L.A. and to sit down and play it again, you know, and just be with it, my old guitar and me. And we did that. We got back to the hotel room, got very comfortable, and I told it all that had happened to me since the last time I'd seen it. It told me a few stories. Anyway, somewhere in the conversation, we found a song. This old guitar taught me to sing a love song, showed me how to laugh and how to cry. It introduced me to some friends of mine, brightened up some days. It helped me make it through some lonely nights. Oh, what a friend to have on a cold and lonely night. This old guitar gave me my lovely lady. It opened up her eyes and ears to me. It brought us close together. I guess it broke her heart, but it opened up the space for us to be. What a lovely place and a lovely space to be. This old guitar gave me my life, my living. All the things you know I love to do. To serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside. Most of all, to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do. I love to sing my songs for you. Evening with me, my friends. Thank you, Grandma. Good night.